Okay, can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. No, let me make sure everybody in the room can hear us first before I start anything. So they should say something in about 7 seconds or so.
Can they hear us in 7 seconds?
Papa, can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, they can hear us.
All right.
Okay, so I'm going to play the intro, and then we will go from there. But I need to find out what number this is. So
315, I think.
315?
Yeah.
That's kind of sad that you know.
Okay,
more than
Franco,
I do about my
it's
show.
Yentl, not Fiddler on the Roof. Good Lord.
Okay.
Bad homosexual. Bad homosexual.
You guys ready?
Yep.
Okay. Just 1 second. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky. This is episode 315. Today is Sunday, September 5th, 2010. Today, Julian is not here because he's out, like, on some river or something with his parents, with Connor. So,
those crosses don't just light themselves on fire.
I know, right? So, we have some special guests for you today. I don't know if you guys heard the intro. I know you guys didn't on Skype, but the people in the room, if they didn't, I'll just have to add it later. But we have Scott, who seems to be a professional guest host here lately.
That is my job. I'm a professional podcasting guest host.
Yes, and also known as Seder69.
That's
of
me.
Of course, we have the famous Taylor from Pod is My Co-Pilot.
Hello, everyone.
And we have Larry from the Brain Hammer podcast.
Also known as Q-Sledge.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so this is brand new to me, you guys, so I'm not very good at group shows, so I hope you guys have a bunch of subjects to talk about or something, because I was not prepared for this. I should have prepared a couple days ago, but, you know.
Well, I did mention that as this is Foul Monkeys, we do have two topics to talk about, losing weight and begging for money.
This is very true, but we try to hold that off later on in the show. Oh, but, I mean, we could go ahead and beg for money now.
Or we can just flip it around, you know. give money away and talk about gaining weight.
Oh, well, I don't have money to give away, and I don't want to gain weight. So if anybody's an expert in either one of those, then go ahead.
I can raise my hand right now and say that I'm an expert at both gaining weight and giving away money. So, because I've gained weight because a couple of episodes ago, you had received a package from Haunt Cub that involved Tasty Cakes.
Yes.
Which are little bundles of joy, as far as I'm concerned. And I may have chastised Jay on the Twitter. I got a package of Tasty Cake apple pies this week in the mail.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And most of them are gone.
So, they don't have Tasty Cakes here?
They have a limited supply of Tasty Cakes here. And honestly, the Tasty Cakes up in Philadelphia, where they're based out of, are actually taste much better than the ones do down here. Because they're fresher, because the factories are all right up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm in the California. We don't have anything like that.
And that is a reason to move, if ever I've heard one. Because Tasty Cakes are delicious. So they tend to have
Tasty Cakes, and I want Goo Goo Clusters.
Goo Goo Cluster ice cream. We get Little Debbie's up here and Hostess, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know Tasty Cake was a regional thing.
No, Tasty Cake is mainly out of the Northeast. They go as far south, I think, as North Carolina.
Yeah, I had them in Virginia.
And I am aware that I'm a bad diabetic. It's worth the eyes rolling up in the back of my head an hour later after I eat an apple pie. The little bit of foam on my mouth is actually good because the taste of the apple pies comes back up, and then you get to swallow it again.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Then you down some ice cream to, like, smooth it out.
Exactly.
Too far.
Ooh. Serve it over vanilla ice cream to cut the sweetness. Your first Steel Magnolias quote of the episode.
Oh my God, I have so many things going on this on my laptop that I cannot even concentrate on this.
Well, turn the porn off.
That's on the big screen.
Minimize XTube now.
I may have been downloading porn about 5 minutes ago.
That's okay.
Just stating that right.
That was yesterday for me.
There's a new Dawson video on Corbin Fisher. I had to have it.
Oh my God.
I love Dawson. I want him to be my boyfriend.
So the people that are in the chat room or that are on the stream, were you able to hear the intro to the show? Because I need to know that if I need to play anything else. No one said anything, so.
They were talking about how there was silence in the chat room.
Oh, okay. Oh, damn, they couldn't. Oh, well, don't know how that works. I guess that's what I get for taking advice from Big Fatty, huh?
Well, there's a lot worse than... And Big Fatty could take things from you. Like, you know, your self-respect.
Sense of dignity.
Your black cherry.
Oh, uncomfortable. Okay, goodbye! Okay, so, yeah, I don't know why I... Because when I go to hijack QuickTime Player so that I could play the intros, it turns you guys off. So I don't know what's going on with that.
So does discussion about Big Fatty.
Okay, wait. Can you still guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So I'm gonna try something really quick. I want to see if the people in the room can hear this.
Hanging up again.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
I can't.
My ass is not big and ragged out.
The Sistine Chapel in this bitch.
I'm not hearing that.
Yeah, you guys won't hear anything because I don't know how to put it on to Skype. Okay, they can hear it. Okay, good. Awesome. So we'll just put the intro into the first part, and then the second part I'll just play the intro.
Yeah, so. Not saying that we did get the intro played. Stream, so.
On the beginning or just now?
Just now, apparently.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I'm learning while I'm doing this. This is awesome.
All right. Well, while you're learning, I want to hear about the Brainhammer podcast. I want to know what this is, what it's all about. I'm looking, we have, I think, 5 episodes on iTunes so far from what I can see.
Yeah, it's new to me, so tell us all about it.
Basically, it's just a personal blog / you know, I reminisce about all the past projects and the many past jobs I've had and my ideas and, you know, just about me and all the bullshit that's happened in my life. And I try to make it sound interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard your first episode a couple nights ago. Then I had my weekend. So tonight I have episodes 2 and 3 queued up to listen to at work.
Awesome. Well, I am trying to tie it down to where it's actually in segments, so I'm not completely all over the map.
Oh, good luck with that.
Which is kind of hard. But my first, the funny thing is that I recorded 2, episodes 2 and 3, and they were completely done. And then I went in, and I'm sure I mentioned this in the actual second podcast that I put out there, but I went back to go edit them and whatnot, and it recorded absolutely nothing. So.
Oh, much like when Taylor came to my apartment one time and we recorded, and it recorded, what, 15 minutes?
The first 12 minutes, because you had just downloaded a update.
Right, to GarageBand, and it sucked.
I wasn't going to bring that up, so usually I bring that up every time I see you, and I didn't do that this time.
Well, that's okay. I mean, it needs to be brought up because it was just a stupid thing, but it was a good show.
It was a funny show that no one will ever hear.
I came to Lakeland for this.
No, because that was the first time you and I got to hang out, and that's how we became friends. So
true.
And we ate ate at Mimi's Cafe with her.
Oh, yeah. Cedric. No. Womp, womp.
Womp, womp. I will say one thing.
Uh-huh.
That time that you invited me, if memory serves, you invited Taffy as well.
Yes.
And I purposely did not invite Taffy because I thought there was a good chance that if Taffy and Herb got in the same room, that Taffy was going to kill Herb. So I kind of felt like I needed to just sort of, you know, make sure that everybody was going to get along first, kind of a preemptive strike. And so that's why we got to hang out just you and I.
Well, awesome. I'm glad you did that because the confrontation would have been awkward, I believe.
Well, it would have been fun now to talk about it in hindsight, but at right. the time when we were trying to build, you know, podcasting bonds, it would have been not a good thing.
You know, I was actually surprised last week about how many people were in the room that did not know who Nicole was.
That surprised me too. I thought
kind of amazing.
I thought those shows were very interesting. Mm-hmm. There were some really good parts about it. It was funny to hear how it seemed, and I'm not going to say anything bad, but I mean, it seemed like they were very awkward at first, and then you could see them get more and more comfortable over the course of the hour, and right. then the last like 15 minutes of the show I thought were really, really good.
Yeah, that was like...
That big black dildo stole the show.
Oh, it's stolen a lot of stuff around here.
Oh!
Oh my.
Thanks not. I think they were, I know Julian was a little worried if they could keep a conversation going on, but, you know, because the whole thing is they fucking hate each other and they can't stand each other. That's why she quit and all that good stuff, so.
Do they really? I didn't know that.
No, they don't.
Oh damn.
But it makes for good podcasting gossip.
Right. Oh, yeah. Next thing we know on Twitter, oh my God, could you hear it?
Ricky finally admitted it. They hate each other.
But they don't touch.
Right, ever. None of us.
Julian touch. And Nicole are the ginger and scary spice of the podcasting community.
Do you want to cast? Do you really want to cast?
What was I going to say? Taylor, I'd like to thank you for bringing up my sexual activities on your show.
That's why I asked you. Did I understand that correctly?
I told Julian about it, and I go, I think they're going to talk about that on their show.
We only talked about it briefly.
Right. But unfortunately, you said it was with Big Fatty, and ooh, no.
Yeah, no. No, I did not say it was with Big Fatty. Certain other podcasters with vaginas on my show mm-hmm. said it's with Big Fatty. Because she likes bringing him up any chance she can.
Right.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Scott?
Yeah, I would like to ask Connor, actually, with Julian being such an albino, can he watch every inch of that black dildo going in? I'm just curious.
Oh.
Well, oh Julian God, is so hilarious. White, he's clear, so.
That's what I'm thinking.
He's like one of those anatomy models that you got, like, in third grade at the science store at the mall, the one that you can see all the internal organs. That's how white
the visible
Julian is.
Fag.
Oh, my God. I wonder if he's listening right now.
Julian?
Yeah.
Hi, Julian. Have you got a text message yet?
Oh, no, he hasn't text messaged me. He's out on the, like, on some creek or something tubing. I don't know what he's doing. So he probably doesn't have his phone. Hmm?
Is he hearing banjos out there?
Wait.
He's floating down the river like a log.
Sorry, I Skyped in and out. I couldn't hear.
Well, I just think that anytime somebody's on a creek in the south, there's banjos playing nearby.
Oh, well, there's that. And in Florida, there's always an alligator.
Sweet.
And probably someone with a gun that's about to kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, alligators in freshwater, sharks in saltwater, and that's why I stay on land. Because I'm pretty much Thanksgiving in an inner tube floating down the water to one of those animals. You see me.
I have
go for the stuffing.
I'm thinking more of the giblets.
Ew, gross.
How dare you?
I've never actually been in a lake here because of the alligators. So I've been to the ocean and I've been in a spring, but where you can see through the water and see fish, but no alligators.
So you can actually see the jaws come up out of the water and clamp onto you as it drags you down in? No.
No.
No. I was scared to get in my above ground swimming pool as a child after watching Jaws 3D.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, God, Jaws 3D, what a horrible, horrible movie.
Not when you're nine. When you're nine, it's the scariest thing you've ever seen.
I've never seen Jaws 3D.
It's pretty bad.
I still, up till a couple of years ago, I still had my 3D glasses from it.
Did you really?
Yeah, because the nose bridge with jaws coming up out of the water. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah, I went on the first date, so I got souvenir 3D glasses.
Cool.
I'm a geek.
We used to watch everything on HBO, so we didn't see movies like that in the movie theater. So, but I used to go see the Star Wars movies and all like the Disney, the cartoons when I was a kid. But that's really it. I think the first PG-13 movie I ever saw was the first Gremlins movie.
I think the first movie I saw that was not a kid's movie was Critters. Do you remember that movie?
Oh, yeah. I love that series. It was so fun.
And I remember it only cost like 50 cents to get in the movie theater. It was like crazy cheap. It must have been a matinee or something. But yeah. I was also in the mountains of Virginia, so...
Speaking of PG movies, I went and saw the Grease sing-along movie on Friday.
How was that?
Well, it's hilarious. Whole bunch of fags singing along with Grease. But it's rated PG-13 now. I'm like, oh my God. And it is a dirty, dirty movie.
Oh yeah, no, it's filthy. It was really filthy.
You mean like Grease, the movie?
Yeah, they've remastered it, and now it's very karaoke style, where when they start singing a song, the words appear at the bottom of the screen, and you get to sing along with it.
Oh. Yeah, they say, like, pussy wagon and stuff like that in it.
Oh, yeah. I just, because when I first saw it, I was a kid, and I didn't get all those jokes. Now I'm like, whoo, Jesus, this is a dirty movie.
Anal Grease, the musical. Gross.
Astroglide the movie.
What would the names of the characters be in Anal Grease the musical?
Oh.
Danny Slicko.
Rizzo, we would just name her to Rosebud.
Sandy would be Screaming Seagull.
Sandra Double D.
Sandra Double D.
Good one. Funny.
They call me Coochie because I'm the best dancer at St. Bernadette's.
Porn school dropout.
Porn school dropout. Excellent.
Good ones. Okay, what else can we talk about? What time is it?
3:21. Let's see, what time is it? You're already panicking 20 minutes in. I want to talk about Ping.
Oh. Ping. Yeah, I'm kind of not impressed with that service.
Yeah, I have to agree. It's sort of like, okay, so I've become friends with some people. I can see that they have a couple of albums that they look at, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's not like you can communicate with them or anything like that.
Right.
And now they know your full legal name.
Yeah.
I'm not too concerned about that.
I have mine set up through my, you know, my secret identity, and I only have a couple of friends that I know, and I just don't necessarily want a big group. I spend enough time on Facebook that I could be doing something meaningful with my life. I don't need to be wandering around on this as well.
How dare you?
And I don't like the new iTunes. I think it's ugly.
It is. It's very bland.
Yeah.
I haven't uploaded that yet, downloaded. Should say.
Honestly, I wouldn't. And I don't like the way podcasts show up on it now. Before, if you clicked on a podcast name, there used to be the little arrow next to it where you could go to their page. Yeah. So, which is very useful for me as far as looking up like when we have new reviews and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. But even just going to some of the other podcasts that I haven't seen in a while, I would click on the little arrow to see how long it's been since they've released a show. You can't do that anymore. You have to look them up in the search bar.
Yeah, that disappointed me too.
Yeah. So I just feel like it's making it harder for podcasts to get known out there by, you know, it just feels like it's one more step for people to have to try and find us.
Oh. I'm still trying to figure out how I can get my pod art to actually be seen in iTunes. I keep putting it up there, but it's not taking.
Yours is on your page.
It is?
Yeah. I was just looking at it a few minutes ago. You have a circle with a heart and a tongue sticking out and a hammer, right?
it's actually a brain.
Oh, it looks like a heart.
It's been a while. That was my original logo that I created for trickbrain.com, an old website I used to have. So okay. I pulled that section out of it, but I lost some of the detail, and I had to rebuild it, and I just hadn't thrown the extra detail back into it yet.
Okay.
But yeah, there's supposed to be other logos. That's for the site, but the actual pod art for each individual episode.
Oh, it's not showing up for you?
Yeah, I'm not seeing it in my iTunes. Because I actually had a secondary logo that I created just for those.
Do you post it in... do you do GarageBand?
No. I go through Lisbon, and then I use FeedBurner to push it through to iTunes.
What do you record it on, though?
Oh, the audio I record on Sound Booth. And then I paste everything together in... Adobe Audition.
Oh, is that like PC stuff?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know what that means.
You might as well be speaking Asian to Ricky right now, and Lord knows he doesn't know what the Asians are saying.
And I don't want to know that either.
I just use that to throw the audio together, and then I combine everything in at Lisbon.com. I type all the information in, I upload the picture, and upload the audio all into... One thing there.
Oh, okay.
Well, now I use Libsyn as well, and there's a space where you can add the artwork.
Yes.
And it's not showing up for you?
No. Well, I upload it, and everything seems to work just fine. But the end result is I don't see the pod art in my iTunes.
Weird.
So, like when you go into underneath your podcasts in your iTunes, and then you have all your podcasts listed there of everything that you've downloaded. I don't see my pod art. Like I see everybody else's, but I don't see mine. But at least somebody else sees it.
Well, I'm sure someone else is listening that uses PCs that can probably help you with that. So,
but I think the three of us are all Mac guys, right?
You're
not a Mac guy, Sater?
I'm not a Mac guy.
We didn't have to say it like we just farted on you.
Right?
I was like, shit in my mouth again, don't you?
Honey will kill me if he thinks I hate Macs. No, I love Macs. I just don't have one.
Well, they're too expensive and they don't hold enough pirating programs.
I just got done saying I downloaded porn. What else do you need a Mac for?
See, you got porn from Sean Cody, though.
Watch your mouth. I get porn from Corbin Fisher.
I'm sorry.
Sean Cody does not have Dawson. Therefore, Sean Cody is not as good.
who is this Dawson person?
He's an angel that came down from heaven and comes on Boys' Faces.
Let me look him up here.
Oh, my God. I think we all are, aren't we?
That's the blonde one, right?
The blonde one with, like, the 0% body fat that, like, fucks like a jackhammer.
And he's got the piercing in the left ear?
Yes. And he has the weird birthmark on right under below his one butt cheek. On his inner thigh. Which is really scary gorgeous. That I actually know that. Yeah, he's very, very cute. He's getting a little rough looking, though.
Is he? He's bald or what?
No, he's blonde. Yeah. He's probably about 24.
God, look at those abs. Holy Christ.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's his like porn name? Dawson what?
Dawson is just Dawson. They all go by first names, and they're all very white bread.
Frat boy.
You know, Spencer and, you know, Riley and Dawson. You know, they're all these clean cut, you know, frat boy type names when they're all sitting on a lazy Susan getting turns taken on each other. So it's I just love Corbin.
Oh, he looks kind of skinny.
Don't say that like it's a bad thing.
All right, I'm leaving. I'm signing out. You've offended me, and you've offended my husband, and...
and you are dead.
When Dawson is openly weeping in my bosom, I'll tell him that you're not really a bad person. You're just misguided.
He's all right looking. He's a little skinny, but... I guess he does better work in the movie, huh?
He does. I'll send you some of the movies. Trust me.
Okay, I'll see.
They're worth a quarter, though I don't pay for them.
No, I don't believe it either, Ricky. You might have to send me some proof, too.
I've got plenty of the proof on my PC already.
There you go. There you go.
I have all kinds of stuff on my computer that listeners have sent me, but I'd never watch it because it's in the computer room, and, well, that just doesn't seem right to me.
It's actually kind of disturbing when you're used to watching, you know, adult films on a computer's monitor, because there's usually those little windows, and then if you, like, Joe and Dallas have sent me DVDs before, and you watch them on TV, and it's on this huge, like, 40-something inch TV, mm-hmm. It's almost like, plus with the sound, you just, like, you turn the sound down real low, because you know that the mailman walking, you know, down the street is totally going to hear it. it's very weird. I'm almost embarrassed to watch it on the TV. I feel like I have to watch it in, you know, my little cave of shame in my office and sit and watch it on the little screen.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big porn watcher. I'd rather do the real thing, I guess.
I was going to say, from the sounds of your last couple of episodes, you don't need to be a porn watcher.
Maybe I'm making my own porn.
He's an unfilmed porn star himself.
Right.
Yeah, something tells me he is not unfilmed.
No.
Free clinic teabagging.
Oh, he's stammering, which means there's a movie out there somewhere.
There is not a movie out there, but I was asked to be in several movies, but I had to say no because I'm not that kind of person. So.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
I will admit that I'm going to get killed for this. Babalu and I may have made a short film, with the flip cam once. And whenever my self-esteem is getting a little too high, I watch it. And then I sit and, like, openly weep at my computer just like, oh, my, I can't even imagine watching that on the big screen, let alone, you know, the real stuff. Oh God, it's horrible. It's fupas and cottage cheese.
Oh,
and,
no.
You know, oops, bouncing. Oh God, it's absolutely horrible.
Whose tits are those?
And that's your title for this episode.
Well, we do have to end this episode and start the new one, but I'm not going to make plenty of phone calls because I can't get it to work right, whatever. Because I can't hear them as they play, so we'll just wait till next Sunday to do that. But you guys, like, do your ending stuff, and then we'll start again.
Okay. Can I go first?
No.
Okay.
Yes, you go, then Scott, and then Larry.
Okay. You can visit us at podismycopilot.com and check us out on iTunes at podismycopilot.
And hey, you can listen to my audio booze as Seder69, or listen to me on My Honey Wears Plaid and Real Men Wear Pink.
And this is Larry, also known as Hugh Sledge, host of the Brain Hammer Cast, which can be found on iTunes underneath Brain Hammer Cast, bringing up the rear as usual.
Big ol' bottom.
I was just talking, well, JT just text messaged me, and I told him to join us, but I don't know if he's on or not, so... So this is episode 315. Thank you for downloading. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or give us a text message at 863-666-0377. Oh my God, Julian's not here to, what else does he say? Oh, email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com, or you can send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. And then you can follow us on Twitter and all that good stuff. But, okay, yeah, that's the end.
If you live in Florida, would it be wrong to have an alligator-shaped mailbox?
Oh, there's tons of people with shit like that. Manatees and alligators.
Right. And pink flamingos and stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the manatee mailboxes are pretty much just me with my mouth open.
All day deposits.
Holy crap.
Good one.
I like you.
Okay, so this is Ricky.
And Taylor.
And Scott the Seder.
And Larry Q. Sledge.
And we're out of here. Bye.
Bye.
Seder Hosen.